Have you ever had an adult patient present to you with severe wear of the maxillary and mandibular anterior teeth and no wear of the posterior teeth? I have seen a number of these patients who are usually referred from prosthodontics or restorative dentistry because they did not have enough space to restore the badly worn maxillary and mandibular incisors. These patients often have severe wear on the lingual of the maxillary incisors and on the labial of the mandibular incisors with no overjet. In most of these cases, I have simply used an open-loop arch wire to advance the maxillary incisors, which creates excessive overjet and spaces between these teeth. I then distribute the spaces as requested by the restoring dentist and also align the mandibular incisors. The end result is an occlusion that, due to the excessive overjet, allows adequate space for restorative materials on the labial of the lower incisors and the lingual of the maxillary incisors, transforming a very difficult restorative problem to a relatively easy one. I have often wondered how these patients could get such severe wear on the maxillary and mandibular incisors but have no wear on the posterior teeth. Being in Iowa, I thought for a time that these people might be farmers exposed to a lot of grit while they were working the fields. However, most of them turned out to be insurance salesmen and business people. Based on my experience with this type of malocclusion, I was attracted to an article by Frank Speer, which appeared in the October 2008 issue of the Journal of the American Dental Association, which was titled, "A Patient with Severe Wear on the Anterior Teeth and Minimal Wear on the Posterior Teeth." In this article, Dr. Speer, who is an excellent restorative dentist and often lectures with Vince Kokich about combined orthodontic and restorative treatment, outlines the different causes of anterior incisor wear with no posterior occlusal wear. The first cause can be attrition, which will present with wear in areas of occlusal contact, with the teeth appearing shiny, flat, and sharp-edged. Dr. Speer explains that if the patient has a steep condylar eminence, it can eliminate posterior interferences while allowing wear on the anterior teeth. Acid erosion is another cause of wear on the anterior teeth. In cases of acid erosion, wear is apparent in locations with no occlusal contact, such as the facial and lingual surfaces of teeth. Dr. Speer states that the origin of acid wear can be either intrinsic, which refers to regurgitated stomach acid, or extrinsic, which refers to ingested acid. Acid wear can be due to such conditions as bulimia, consuming acidic beverages, or sucking on acidic fruits such as lemons. Greater anterior wear can also be caused by trauma and habits. Dr. Speer notes that it is not uncommon for a restorative dentist to think that it is necessary to increase the patient's vertical dimension in patients who have anterior wear with no posterior wear. However, this is not the case because it is the posterior teeth which establish vertical dimension, and if they are not worn, it is not likely that the patient would need an increase in vertical dimension. A number of patients with excessive wear on the maxillary anterior teeth have significant over-eruption of these teeth and can best be treated with orthodontic intrusion of the worn maxillary incisors to allow them to be restored to normal proportions. I thought this was an excellent article, which presented the most thorough analysis of patients who have incisor but no posterior occlusal wear that I have read. I would strongly recommend that you read it in its entirety. It appears in the October 2008 issue of the Journal of the American Dental Association.